You're listening to Mind Over Markets, a podcast on trading psychology to help you build a bulletproof mindset. Here's your host, George Papazov.
Hello, trade pros, and welcome back to another episode of the Mind Over Markets podcast, helping you develop the winning mindset of professional traders. I am your host, George Papazov. If you've not already done so, please hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode. And if you're not a member in our free trading room, join us now at community.tradeproacademy.com and trade with our team every day. In today's episode, we're going to talk about discipline. Could the real problem be that we're actually too disciplined, but in life, to the extent that our trading discipline suffers as a result and it goes against our current conditioning? Could we really be winning by failing at trading? We discuss five common trading discipline breakdowns and how to fix each one of them. This episode is gold, and I'm really excited to share this with you. But before we begin, I'd like to read out some words from a fellow listener so we could send them positive vibes on their journey to success. This one comes in by Righteous Inc., and he says, "Game changer. I've been trading the ES live and on paper for about a year now, and everything mentioned in episodes 58 and 60 were spot on what I'm going through at the current moment. Gained valuable info and I love every bit of it. Definitely recommend to everyone, trader or not." Episode 58 and 60 dealt with money mindset and the idea of a money thermostat. So thank you so much, Righteous Inc., for writing in. We really appreciate it, and we send you love, joy, and happiness on your journey to trading success. Now you could send us your thoughts as well, and we'll give you a shout out on an upcoming episode. Now let's dive into today's episode. So to kick this off, I want to ask you, what do you feel, not hear, think, but what do you actually feel when you hear the word discipline? Well, discipline means a lot of things to different people. Discipline could be negative or positive. Now, let's see how it's defined. Now, this is according to Google. What does it mean to be disciplined? Disciplined is the practice of training people to obey rules or a code of behavior using punishment to correct disobedience. So being disciplined is really not a positive thing in life, all right? But remember this, every single human being is disciplined. You are disciplined. From the moment you were born, you've been trained to be the person that you are today. Every single day, every thought, one action at a time. So you really are a reflection of the values you've received from every single person you've ever met in your life since the day that you were born, all right? So what do? We wait for a green light to cross the street, right? We wait in line to buy a coffee. We show up to work on time. We pay our bills every month. We put shoes on before we leave the house. We do all of this automatically without question, right? So the reality is, you know, don't say to yourself that you're not disciplined as a trader. You do not actually lack discipline as a human. We are too disciplined. Humans practice discipline and are disciplined to conform because we are a tribal species. We want to fit in. We want to be accepted by society. We don't want to stick out. So why is it so hard then to be disciplined when you're trading if you're already so familiar with it? Could it be that the way we were disciplined as humans was to fail at seeking opportunity? Let's look at five of the hardest trading disciplines and break each one of them down and discuss how to fix each. All right, get ready. Change is about to happen. So number one, and this is how discipline breaks down, and this probably is the most simple one, so I'll spend the least time on it, is having a trading plan. All right, you know you have to have a strategy with an edge. This is the quantitative, the logical level that we're going to work with for a moment, and then we're going to slip down to the subconscious because the other four are more on a subconscious level than they are something that's just logical or easy, like a trading plan. Trading plan is the easiest one, all right? The plan tells you what you're going to do and when, all right? You could back test it. You could live test it in a sim account. The point is practice until you find an edge that works, all right? My trading plan personally is based on order flow. It's finding orders piece by piece, identifying institutional volume, finding stuck long and short traders, and riding out the stops and trend reversals. That's what I do. That's my plan. All right. And so you need to have a plan. We've already beat this to death on this podcast. You know, if you're trading without a plan, you're planning to fail. All right. Reasons of discipline breakdown number two. Now, this is a big one. Your discipline breaks down because you're not following your own rules, right? And how many of you have experienced that? You have a plan. By the end of the day, you review the trades you did and none of them were according to your plan. You broke the rules more than you followed them. Well, this topic is extremely misunderstood in our industry. Why? Rules are so easy to create. Everyone can do it. Everyone does do it. You have rules for every aspect of your life, whether you adopted them from someone else, you modeled that behavior, or you created them yourself. It's easy to create a list of rules. So when you type in trading discipline or trading psychology on Google, you get lists of things you should not do. Do not add in on your trade. Do not overtrade. Do not make more than 5 trades. Do not, do not, do not. And at the end of the day, all of these do nots are what you believe to be rules, all right? And it's easy to have the rules. The ability to follow them is really where the psychology kicks in. It isn't having rules, it's your ability to follow them. This is where it gets difficult and very few people talk on this topic, all right? It isn't that you're bad at following rules, you follow them every day. You're just following the ones you've already created in your life, all right? If your belief about money is that you have to work hard, you've created rules to make yourself work hard. If your belief is that working for yourself is risky, entrepreneurship, having your own business, your rules will make you avoid risk in anything that you do in life. Your rules will value safety, they'll value conservatism, and they'll value doing anything to avoid risk. If your belief is that trading is gambling, your rules will make your trading gambling. Now, here's the thing. If your belief is that you're not worthy of success, deep down, your rules will deliver failure, right? Your trading rules, as a result, are not unique, right? Your trading rules are really a child to your life rules. And the problem with traders is when we try to create a set or a list of rules that we're going to follow in trading, that conflict with the rules that we're following in life. They must not be competitive. They have to conform and align. You can't just come up with a list that you don't believe in because you saw it on the internet of what you believe a good trader is and follow something that you're not doing in other areas of your life already. All right, so here's how to fix the problem of not following your rules. Number one, start by writing down the rules of how you live your life, not your trading. All right, and that question doesn't need explanation. Sit down, put aside some time for yourself, get a notepad, get a pen, and write down the rules of how you are currently living your life. Because there's a saying, how you do one thing is how you do everything. If your life rules are about being ultra conservative and hypersensitive to risk, no trading rules will ever supersede your life rules. No matter how old you are, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 130, 10 years old, you're dealing with multiple decades of rule formation already. These rules are so deeply embedded in you, they're part of your DNA. They're part of the way you execute your programs on a subconscious level. So what better way to come up with trading rules than to actually identify your life rules? What are your rules around risk? All right, what are your rules for career? What are your rules for profit and growth? How are you currently wired? You need to understand this because trading is just an extension of the rules you've already set for yourself through decades of living on this planet. So work on addressing your life rules before thinking about your trading ones. Create a list, understand yourself, and make your trading complementary to what you already know. It's going to always be easier to trade a style that fits your life rules than to create trading rules that contradict them and then try to follow them. Because when you break down and don't follow rules, it isn't something that you're doing wrong. It's something that you're actually doing right. If you've conditioned yourself over 30 years to see being conservative and not taking risk as a rule of your life, when you do trade, you might break a plan, but you're actually reinforcing decade-long programming, and that will always win out. So how do you take this a step further? Well, if your rules are to value risk, to say, hey, don't get in really risky situations, all right, then you might want to do something more like swing trading, longer term approach. If you have rules or beliefs that taking risk every single day is really going to make you nauseous, make you feel sick, not be in a positive place with your life goals, you shouldn't be day trading. And no matter what rules you come up with for your day trading, they won't work because your life rule is to avoid risk on a daily basis. All right, so find out about yourself, what your programming is, what rules you've already set in your life, and find a trading style that integrates with those. It's always easier to build on a foundation than to break it down and try to build something new. On to number three. This one gets extremely deep as well. Right? Reasons you break your trading discipline and why it's hard and how to fix this reason. Number three is getting emotional after a loss. All right, and this happens a lot to a lot of traders. What happens? You have a great idea, you have a great plan, and the day starts. You take your first trade and you lose. As soon as you see the loss happening on your screen, you start to experience it subconsciously. The problem there is that once you subconsciously start to experience the loss, no matter what your hard rules are or your plan is or what your discipline idea is, your loss handling program is triggered. Your body has been coded. It has been programmed to deal with loss a certain way. This depends on your values, your upbringing, right? This depends on any unresolved trauma that you have. And also, it really depends on the extent of the loss. Losing a credit card is a little bit different than losing, you know, some of the more important things in life. And, you know, hopefully not the case, but people. So once you experience a loss, your loss handling program is triggered. Your body chemistry is instantly changed, right? Your programs fire based on how you normally deal with loss. So in your life, if you perceive loss as an opportunity, hey, I've lost one thing, but I'm probably going to gain another, that gets triggered in your trading. But the reality is most people do not deal with loss that way. When they deal with loss, there's an emotional period they have to get through just to bounce back. And sometimes they'll say, hey, you know, is this a positive? Sometimes it takes 2, 3, 4 decades to look back on an event and say, hey, this loss was actually good. All right. So most people's programs fire and deal with loss on an emotional level. They trigger emotion. And when emotion gets triggered, your logic is shut down, your reptilian brain is activated, and fight or flight happens. So what is your loss programming? Is it positive or negative? How do you deal with loss in other areas of your life? How have you dealt with loss? Is there a loss at the moment that you haven't fully accepted yet in any areas of your life? Because trading, once again, is just a job, but we are humans and we have deep, complicated, and very complex emotional skill sets and emotional experiences. And so when we trigger our loss programs, they're going to make us do things on a subconscious level to get out of the loss the way we have in other areas of life. How you do one thing is how you do everything. This is why emotional trading is dangerous, because it's not a logical activity. It's a subconscious activity without your awareness. And when you logically try to prevent yourself from losing by creating rules, revising your trading plan, you're working with the logical mind, but when the subconscious gets kicked in, all of that is glazed over. You're back to your deeply rooted programming as a human based on your experiences, your values, your beliefs, and overall your identity, right? This is very important. So how do you fix this? If that's the problem, what's the fix? Set aside a little bit of time for quiet reflection, all right? Maybe even the same time as point number two above that we talked about when we're saying not following your own rules, because I think you don't follow your own rules because of this. Set some time aside and write down the last 5 losses that you took in life outside of trading. This is not trading related. Ask yourself this. How did you feel as soon as the loss happened? What was your initial response? What was your reaction? What was your feeling? What were your actions? What did you feel in that particular moment? What were your thoughts? And then once you write that down, Part two is, what actions did you take immediately after? All right, so the loss hits you. What was the action that you took? And how do you feel about them now? How do you feel about one of those five losses at the particular moment? This will, in essence, elicit or bring forth to you your loss-taking program. So let's look at an example. And let's say that you lost a job. You had a career, you spent a lot of money and time getting educated, and you were let go from a job, right? What did you feel as soon as you were let go of that job? Did you feel hurt? Did you feel anger, right? Did you feel betrayal? Did you feel surprised? These are all important things. What was the moment like in the real time? And then what actions did you take immediately after, right? Did you cry? Did you meditate? Did you call somebody, right? Did you start to rethink your whole career? Did you decrease your self-value? Did you feel like it was your fault? Hey, they let me go. I never do things right. All right. What happened? What actions did you take immediately after being let go, using this example? And the last one is, how do you feel about them now? How do you feel about the fact you lost that job 5 years ago, for example? Do you look back at that time as something you still regret, something you still hold emotion from? Or do you look back at that and say, I learned a lot and that need to happen for me to be where I am today? And as you go through these five last losses that you took in life, all right, make them significant enough. Don't shy away from this. The deeper you go into yourself, the more value you're going to untap as a human and as a trader, ultimately. And as you look at those five losses, you're going to see how you handle loss. And I'm willing to bet the same way you handled those five life losses, you handle the same way in trading. Using the example of being let go from work, the hypothetical one, in a trade, once you lose, you're let go of the trade with a loss. Do you then stop and say, well, why am I doing this? I can't believe that I'm losing money and I keep going. You know, my mother was right. I should have stayed in school, or I shouldn't have left my job. My father was right. My sister, my brother, my cousin, my uncle, my pet, whatever it is, you're going to experience the loss of a trade the same way you experienced the losses of those five life lessons, the five biggest losses in life. And the actions you take are probably the same actions that you're going to experience in trading. All right. Once you know your loss-taking programs, you're really in position to be able to work within who you are as a person to become a trader that deals with loss that's unique to you. A lot of times you get asked, well, you know, I'm afraid of losing. Once I lose money, I get emotional. How can I fix that? That's such a deep question. And the answer is within. There's nothing, no magic pill somebody could help you to stop being emotional after a loss. All right. The answer is your programming's already set, and how you deal with loss in one area of life is how you're going to deal with it in trading. There's two different programs when it comes time to loss. It's either aversion or conversion. Aversion means that when you get a loss, all right, you're averse to it going forward. You don't want to be nowhere near the same circumstances that led to that loss. If it's a job, you know, you might not even want to, you want a career change. I want to change careers. Why? Well, I'm bored. Is it because you're bored? Or is it because you felt vulnerable in the moment where you got let go because you worked so hard and you took that as someone doesn't value you? All right. What is the reason behind that? And then, I mean, from that point forward, you're going to really be averse to any of these situations that are remotely close to the event that triggered the emotion. The other program type is conversion. This is rare for people. Oftentimes, it takes personal development. If you are just born as a human baby and you allowed society to condition you or discipline you, since we're on topic of discipline, it is more than likely your loss program's aversion. You want to avoid circumstances of loss. When you do personal development work, you could shift to conversion. And personal development work isn't, hey, I took a course once on mindset. Personal development work is constant. It's like eating. You need to feed your brain new concepts, new ideas, and growth programs as much as you need to feed your stomach for survival. Conversion happens when you look at a loss and you convert that into an opportunity. I lost my job. How do you convert that? Well, you convert it to saying, hey, instead of working a job that I had before, now I get to work any job that I may want. And people with a conversion loss program really don't dwell in it. They don't absorb it emotionally. They go from a loss to kicking it in high gear and looking how they're going to move forward. Why is it important that you decide if you're aversion or conversion based in trading? Because trading involves constant loss. You know, I always say this, there's very few days where I don't lose at least one trade. And those days are more market dependent. You know, those are the days everyone makes money because it's easy, right? There are easy trading days. Your average to hard trading day will involve loss. And so if you're not aware if you're averting or converting loss, well, you're dealing within a realm that you don't understand about yourself. So before you start taking trading losses and work on your trading, make sure you're at peace with all of your life losses first. Those top five ones that we talked about in your life, if you say, how do you feel about them now? If the answer is that you still feel emotional about them to some extent, it means you haven't extracted the learnings. So it's time to go back to those instances and ask yourself, what did I learn and how does it serve me today? And once you make peace with those losses, because you're making peace with them, you're looking for resolution, you're working on conversion, you're going to now know the strategy of how to take a loss and turn it into an opportunity. But you can't have good loss-taking parameters as a trader if you have unresolved losses in life. It's just not possible because your programming is to glaze over them, shuffle them under the carpet, not deal with it. And in fact, if you have an unresolved emotional loss, it means you haven't learned from it yet. So that's the biggest opportunity. Go back to those moments, learn about yourself. How will you take this loss and turn it into a conversion moment where it becomes an opportunity for you in the future and the present? And once you do that, now you'll have your program. You'll know how to deal with loss on a personal level. It's not an article. It's not a podcast. It's not a YouTube video. It's your personal program with loss conversion. And you need to get to that level before you even trade. Majority of failure in this trading business has nothing to do with the skill or knowledge. It's with unresolved emotion that we're holding with us. So that's number three. Number four. This one's a little more logical as well, but it does go deep. The fourth cause and reason why trading discipline is so hard and how to fix it. You're trading for money, not for the process, not for the opportunity. If you're trading just to make money, you probably don't have enough for survival. If you're in need of money, if you just want to make this amount of money, if your whole goal around this is just to make a profit, this is for you to decide, be in a situation where you don't have enough money to cover your basic survival expenses, all right? Because the reality is, while professional traders manage risk, trading needs to be opportunity focused, but it also has to be deeper than just making money. The problem happens is that we're trained from the time we're born to where we are now to be people who work for money. But very rarely are we trained to be people who work with money. And when we work with money, we bring about the emotional beliefs we have about money, the emotional conflicts, right? Our conditioning and programming, not just for money, but for growth. You've ever looked at somebody on TV and said, you know, that person has it easy, they're rich. If you ever look at somebody driving a Lamborghini down the street, if it triggers a negative thought process about a person you don't know, this comes down to money mindset. And the reality is, in terms of trading for money, you're always one losing trade away from fight or flight. If you always just want to make money, if this isn't about career for you, if this isn't about being able to spend your time wisely and how you want, spend it with your family, if you want to travel, create your own schedule, if this is all about making money, guess what? When you hit that loss, you're always one trade away from a fight or flight response, which brings about emotional trading. And emotional trading is always a net losing strategy. No one I know has ever won being an emotional trader for the long haul, right? The other reason that you're trading for money, not for career or for growth or for any other reason, but just money alone, is to satisfy your ego, right? You're looking to get instant gratification that what you're doing is right. You need to be right. Profitability is a secondary goal. It's a secondary benefit. The main thing is to satisfy the ego, right? Those are the two reasons most people trade for money. Satisfy ego, right? Or they don't have enough to meet the survival that's necessary in other areas of life, and they're hoping to get it from trading. Now, I was in the ego situation, right? I needed to develop an ego to protect myself from my upbringing. I had lovely parents, amazing family, not the best neighborhood, and a lot of, you know, outright negative influences in life that got me in some trouble. So I had to develop an ego to protect myself. So this is the one I had to work through. So how do you fix this? Well, what you really need to do is create a balance sheet, an income statement. If you're somebody who is trading for money because they don't have enough and, you know, they're hoping to pay their mortgage, pay their rent, or whatever, just basic life necessities, and you're hoping to get that from trading, it's probably not a good idea to trade. The fix is really simple. Create a balance sheet and an income statement. What do you own? What do you owe? How much do you make? How much do you spend? Put your personal finances in order and ask yourself a question. Are you covering your cost of living? If not, trading is not just dangerous, but it's outright irresponsible. You need to cover your cost of living first, because if you're trading out of need, that's a disaster strategy. The market doesn't care about what we need. All right, that's important. And make a plan on how to save. Say, hey, I have some extra money. Maybe you don't. Maybe you make a plan on how you're going to make some extra money, excess above your expenses. If you don't have savings coming in, two ways to do it: spend less or make more. If you do both, it happens even quicker. So make a plan on how to save. Trading is not going to be what gets you from being in a negative cash flow position to being extremely wealthy. If it does, it's gambling, and it's short term. And if you're spending more than you make, no matter how much you make, you'll find more ways to spend more. All right. So that would be my biggest recommendation on how to fix that. Trading for money, not for process, is to figure out how to generate surplus and save that money. Those savings are now not meaningful to your life. You're not going to ruin your life because of losing that money. It makes the loss less consequential, and it makes the loss easier to take if you have excess savings that you're trading with, not capital that you rely on for your survival. If it's ego-based, right? If you're somebody who's trading to satisfy your ego and you need to be right, here's some questions, because I was in this boat. Identify this. When did you first learn that you had to be right? Right? When did you first learn that you had to be right? Were your parents hard on you for your grades at school? Right? Were you given punishment in cases where you were wrong? Right? Was failure in your household taken extra hard, or was it celebrated? What was the circumstances under which you grew up? Because ego, all right, is actually a form of protection. The bigger the ego, the bigger the underlying issue somebody had faced. All right, and now this gets deep. And so this is for you to unpack. Nobody can give you the solution. Everything that you're looking for is within. All the success that you will ever have is within already right now. The bigger the ego, the more unresolved conflict that still lingers. So you really have to uncover this. What is the purpose? What is this ego protecting? What is it protecting you from? And where did you first learn that you had to be right? And once you resolve those issues, chances are, if you think you have to be right to succeed in life, right, you had situations which were pretty tough in your past. But the reality is, to be right, you have to know how all outcomes and choices are going to end. Nobody knows that. Decision making isn't immediately clear. That's why it's called making a decision. All right, very, very important. Once you remove the ego, once you set up a savings goal and have capital that you could actually afford to lose, you're not really going to be trading for money because you're now set. Your basic survival needs are met. You're going to be doing it for growth. You're going to be doing it at a place of fun. Not necessity, but you're going to be doing it as an option, as an opportunity, right? That's number four. And last, but certainly not least, is wanting to get back into a trade after a loss. And that's number five. This all boils down to impulsive trading, right? It's the need to get back or else. Have you ever thought about or else what? What happens when we lose our wallet? Let's say you're walking by, it falls, you see it fall out of your pocket, into a well, or not a well, but a sewer. It just conveniently sneaks through the cracks, drops in, splashes in the water, and sinks to the bottom. What happens when you lose your wallet in that situation and you see it happen? Do you run to the store and immediately buy a new one? What are you going to put in it? Nothing. You just lost everything in that wallet. What you do is you call your bank and you cancel your credit cards. See, now you're managing risk. You don't want, if you see it being lost, you know no one could use those cards, but you're still going to call and cancel them. If you lose it and you don't know how, you're definitely going to call your bank first, say, hey, put a hold on all these cards. I'm not the one putting through these charges if they're going through. I just lost my wallet. All right. So then why do we lose a trade and then immediately do one right after? We lose our wallet. We don't buy a new wallet first, right? Needing to get back is a symptom of the other things that we've talked about. All right, you're either being protective of your ego, all right, of your money mindset, values. This is your brain reverting back to conservative programming. All right, because if you want to get back into the market after a loss, you aren't getting in because the trade is good. You're getting in because, once again, you need to make money. That goes right back to part number four. I don't need a trade. I need to make money. Let's go. And then it becomes a casino. All right. If you want it back, stop trading. If you really want the money back and you can't afford a loss, all right, save an extra $100, $200. Let's say you have a $200 loss. Don't go out one night at the bar, spend $200 less, and you got your money back. Stop trading at that point. There's no point for you to trade because this isn't about making money back. This is making money that's in excess to what you already have. Always stay in a mindset of growth and abundance, right? If you lose $100,000 in the market in 1 month, and that's all your life savings plus all your debt, and then the next day you make it back, realistically, are you better off, right? Even if you do make it back, does it feel better? Or do you want to continue to make money after you make it back? If somebody offered to give you all the money back that you've lost in the market, but you had to promise to stop trading, would you do it? So it isn't really about wanting it to get back. It's just going back to the principle of loss aversion. You're not after making it back. You're just really triggering a little bit of a money mindset lack. And so this is important. How do you fix this? How do you fix the urge to want to get back after a loss? Well, here's a simple mantra you could adopt. Trades don't make you money. The right trades make you money. The business isn't about being in a trade. The business is about being in the right trade. So how often you pick the right trade and how often you avoid the ones that aren't right is paramount to your success. That's really the difference maker. If you have two trades back to back, what are the chances they're good? Let's be honest here. All right. If you see somebody taking, like if you watch sports, right? A player gets the puck, a player gets the ball, a player gets whatever it is, and they have one shot. Do you think if they miss the shot, another team saves it, he could tell the goalie, hey, give it back to me for a second. Let me try it again. All right? You don't get two shots at the same trade. All right? It's a new play and it's a new opportunity. So if you try two trades back to back, on the same belief, on the same idea, what are really the chances they're going to be good? All right, this is why it's important to have a plan, because you have to execute trades only to your plan, only clean, high-quality trades. So what do? You take a loss on the first trade, for example, and instead of wanting to get back right in just to make it up, imagine doing this instead. Imagine that you didn't do the trade, took the loss, you opened your high time frame chart, and you did a top-down analysis. You looked at a high time frame chart, whether it's daily, whether it's a 20-tick, 50-tick, 4-hour chart, whatever high time frame is according to your strategy, you zoomed out and you saw the market in a bigger zoomed out approach. And then you cycled down to a lower time frame and started zooming in. Because when you do a trade one after the other and you're trying to avenge a loss, you're not really looking at all the information. This is an emotional trade. But if you start at the top, cycle down, review your trading plan. Hey, this is what I plan to do for the day. I took a loss, but here's the plan for the rest of the day. I can't take that loss back at the moment, right? And then review your next best trades. According to this plan, today I have these next best trades. What is my next best trade? That's the closest to the market and the most likely to happen. And I'm willing to bet that next best trade won't be right now. And then you go in, start analyzing your order flow and re-qualifying the next trade. So when you do take the loss, instead of immediately getting back in, go back to your process that you started at the beginning of the morning. All right? You can also set a rule that you can't trade for 10 minutes if you take a loss, but a lot of the times that's arbitrary. Markets don't care about time, they care about trades and volume. So to give yourself a timestamp, you might actually miss the next best trade and then chase and trigger FOMO. So I found that the time rule doesn't really work, but it's simple. So if you're looking for a simple way out, put a 10-minute rule on there. If you can't follow that rule, go back to number one or number two, not following your rules. There's a reason for it. Uncover that reason. All right? The best way is to go through a post-trade routine. So everyone's got a market routine. All right, they have a trade qualification, they have a trading plan, that what they're looking for. After you take a loss, the best thing to do is to go through a post-trade routine. Even if you take a win, you could do the same. Do some breathing exercises. There's different methods. As long as you breathe in shorter than you're breathing out, it's, you know, I like the 3-5, 3 seconds breath in and then 5 seconds out. Let's try right now. Try to do this exercise 1 second. Imagine you just took a loss. Go back to the moment where you just took your last loss of your trade. You got a little bit emotional. Try this instead. All right, go. How does that feel? Now, do you think you would be getting into a trade right now? After that, you've just reset, you've recentered, you've rebalanced yourself. Breathe in the tension and release it all, and you're going to see the chart much more clearly and go back to the plan. So that's my post-trade routine. Do a breathing exercise. I've been meditating a long time. I can meditate with my eyes open. All right. Review your vision board. Have that close by. It's very important to have visuals that support why you trade. Who's on the vision board? Maybe your son, maybe the house you want, maybe the car you want. The things that you think will make you happy when you have them, or the things you, that's probably the wrong way to put it, but more so the things that you will want to do, experiences, even tangible assets, the things that you want to have, what you're aspiring to, what you're really doing this trading thing for. All right? Answer the question, why am I doing this? So breathe, review your visions and your vision board of what you're going after. Ask yourself, why am I doing this? Answer it and get back to trading. Higher time frame, cycle down, check the news, review your trading plan, review your next best trade, and now you're back to the next opportunity. Right? That takes a couple minutes, you know, especially for newer traders who are just experiencing this journey. It could take you a few minutes to reset and get back to a more calm, analytical mindset rather than an emotional one. For some people, it takes longer, for others, shorter. Some people may never be able to recover in real time from a trading loss. For those people, do swing trading. Stretch out the time frame so you don't have to take a loss every day. All right? Make it so the moment of loss taking in trading isn't when you're there. That's what swing trading does. That's one of the biggest benefits, is that when the loss happens, you probably won't experience it in real time because that swing trade gets stopped out as you're working and you check on it in the evening. And now you're ready to go to conversion, not aversion. All right, and that's what's important. And if you put that habit into play, you're not going to want to get back into a trade after a loss for the sake of making it up. Revenge trading is gone. And for most traders, when you remove revenge trading, you get to at least break even or better. So those are my 5 tips for you on why trading discipline is so hard, why your trading discipline may be breaking down, and how to fix it. So that'll do it for today's show. I hope you've enjoyed this one, and I hope you take some time to do these exercises to see the change they will create in you. Thank you guys for listening. That's all for today. If you love this podcast, please share it with a friend or someone who would find this message helpful on their trading mindset journey. Also, if you enjoy listening to the show, please leave us a rating and review on iTunes. The next one we read on our podcast could be yours. And don't forget to join our free trading room at community.tradeproacademy.com. Until next time, Trade Pros, good luck and good trading. Take care and goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Mind Over Market podcast. You can find us at tradeproacademy.com.